The New York State Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act assures that mentally ill and dangerous individuals cannot own or obtain a firearm. The restrictions require mental health professionals to report anyone they believe is likely to cause harm to anyone. Any firearms owned by those individuals will be confiscated and licenses suspended. Outpatient treatment is extended from 6 months to a year and will follow the person if they move. National Alliance on Mental Illness of New York State Executive Director Don Capone says they have supported some of the provisions in the bill.
Extending the duration of the orders, having the assisted outpatient treatment order follow a person from one county to another if they were to move. These are things that we've supported previously.
But Don Capone feels wrapping mental health issues with gun control following a tragedy is inappropriate.
We shouldn't have to have a tragedy occur before people start to think about mental health care. The discussion, in our view, should be about ease of access to mental health professionals, having treatment available when and where people need it. Unfortunately, that discussion about mental health issues now gets tied into gun control and automatic weapons and things like that. We would rather the dialogue and the debate be about what we need to do in this country and in our society related to improved treatment and services for people struggling with mental illness.
Mental Health Association in New York State CEO Glenn Liebman says they too are concerned about some of the mental health pieces in the bill.
I know this was not the motive of any legislator or the governor, but it continues to raise the stigma of mental illness. There is this public perception that people with mental illness are likely to commit violent acts when study after study, and this is not advocates talking, this is researchers and scientists telling us that people with mental illness are 12 times more likely to be victims of violence than perpetrators of violence. So what happens, unfortunately, when people are hearing about the legislation, it means that less people are going to utilize community-based services because of the fear of the stigma of mental illness.
Liebman is concerned that New York's bill does not delineate the types of mental illness nor the varied treatments that are needed.
My colleague Harvey Rosenthal has phrased this very well. We are sort of the garbage pail where every diagnosis from depression to bipolar, everything is sort of into that mental health bucket. And when you see situations that are so horrific, automatically it's assumed it's a mental illness issue. When the reality is there are some people who are just evil. And what I've been saying to legislators is that this is an opportunity for us to pivot to work on legislation that will provide the services that people need, that will talk about early intervention, that will talk about medication access, all the services that we need that we know work in the community.
The advocates note that two-thirds of people who need mental health services in the country do not receive them. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.